Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. I pray for you. You pray for me and watch God that change things. Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I'm on a 40-day, praise God, prayer vigil. Amen. I want to pray for people. Amen. Praise God. And this is not a hooping and hollering prayer time, but it's a prayer that will get results. Amen. We know that the Bible said prayer changes things. And not only that, the Bible says it, but it is a testimony, amen, that we can live up to by what God has done for us. Amen. Praise God. In the past, He always make our way straight despite of what the enemy try to do. Amen. So we want to pray this morning. Amen. Praise God. The word of God. Amen. Praise God. And ask God to move by His Spirit to strengthen us today. Amen. And allow us to go on. Amen. Praise God. And be able to have a great day, a successful day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for this day. Amen. I thank Him for His word. Amen. I thank Him for what He's doing and what He's about to do, because I'm telling you, we have an enemy out there, and he's that thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And so Jesus said in His word, He said, I come that you might have life, and that much more abundantly. So, amen, because of Jesus Christ, amen, we don't have no business being, you know, oppressed and staying in it. He said, many are the afflictions of righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. So, although the enemy might come in, he can't stay. So, by prayer changes things, amen. And sometimes we be so oppressed by demonic attacks that until we need to literally go before the Lord, amen, and pray and fast. And I had said earlier that not only is this a praying time, but this is a fasting time for those that want to literally participate in it. Amen. Praise God. So we just ask God to move by His Spirit according to His word. Amen. We thank You, Father, this morning. Amen. And we ask, amen, that You would abide in us. Amen. And that You would strengthen us and give us the desires of our heart. Amen. Praise God. We glorify You. Amen. And we ask You to, Lord God, let us be able to bear much fruit in the earth realm. Praise God. Amen. And let us be Your disciples according to Matthew 18. And Father, in agreement, we ask You in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to give us desires according to John 15:7-8. Amen. Praise God. So we ask You, Lord God, that You might be glorified in our lives today. And whatever we ask in Your name, God, that Son, Jesus' name, amen, that You would do it. Praise God. Amen. We ask for physical healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, a lot of us are going through, God, in our body as well as our mind. Praise God. So we ask You, Lord God, to work according to John 14:12. Amen. Because it's by faith. Amen. And if we have faith that the size of a grain of a mustard seed, we know that, amen, Lord God, You can do everything but fail. You can move those mountains, amen, of sicknesses. Amen, and disease of lack of faith. Amen, praise God. Thank You, Jesus, and move those hindrances out of our way. We prayed for the shatterings of strongholds and various other things. So, God, I ask You, Lord God, amen, to let physical healing continue to accomplish in our lives, amen, what needs to be accomplished, amen. I ask You, Lord God, let us have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. And let us be healed according to Isaiah 57:19. Praise God. Lord God, heal us from all sickness and disease, all unforgiveness. Amen. and all sin and all guilt. Amen. I repent for my sins, sin of my children, and I do that on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. But I'm asking, Lord God, for those that don't understand that, God, repentance is the first key to, amen, getting a communication with you, God. We just can't approach you in any kind of way, so we ask you, Lord God, to heal, set free, and deliver today. Amen, Lord God. I put on the whole arm of you, God, amen, upon your people, God, amen, because we know that the enemy literally casts out fire darts at us. Amen. But you're able through the armor of you, God, amen, to cast those darts, amen, praise God, and move them away from us. So, amen, I ask you to literally do that for us. Amen. I ask you, Lord God, to save those that need saving and heal those that need the healing and deliverance, be it cancer, AIDS, sugar diabetes, tuberculosis, all manner of sickness and disease. I ask the Father God to literally remove it. In Jesus' name, God, I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen those, amen, thank you, Jesus, that need to be strengthened, God. Whether it's a problem in the marriage, amen, and the husband has decided he want to go in another direction, oh God, let him see the word, amen, for the word is what saves and heals and sets free. Let him understand that adultery, amen, and sin of any kind of unrighteousness, amen, is not acceptable. Amen. Praise God in your sight. Amen. Praise God. We know that, God, you're able to cancel out every trick and trap of the devil, so we ask you to cancel out, amen, the enemy and the children, amen, that have gone on and become drug users and gone on and ran away from home or out there prostituting or out there doing things that they think is right for them for the moment because, amen, they just literally don't understand, God, that that's sin added upon top of sin. So I ask you, Lord God, amen, to, amen, help those children in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you to help those that, amen, need jobs. Give them jobs, God. Amen. Not only that, but God, help them on the jobs that they're on, amen, with the supervisor, those that are around them. That's trying to cause havoc in their lives. God, I pray that you would move by your spirit. Lord God, sometimes we need to be shaken by the word and shaken by the truth, amen, and take a, amen, second look in the mirror, amen, and see who we are today because, Father God, we need you and we should be in the image and likeness of you. So I ask you, Lord God, to make us that way by studying the word, by giving us strength, God, again. Lord God, giving us that zeal again to study the word. Amen. Giving us that zeal again to do the things that you have called us to do. Father God, I just want to tone out you, shabak you, and bless you because you're worthy to be praised this morning. There's none like you. Lord God, I ask you to send Lucifer and all his principalities and powers. Amen. And the spiritual wickedness in high places, all their works, their tentacles, their roots, witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, divination, lies and deception. My God, every trick and trap that the enemy is trying to, amen, place upon us, Lord God, I ask you to move it in the name of Jesus and destroy Satan's work. Tear down his government over the nations, the cities, the towns, amen, where, amen, him and those snake demons reside, Lord God, and let us be able to go freely in the name of Jesus. Father, I just praise your name today. I bless you. I ask that you would move. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, Lord God. Guide us, amen. Praise God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Restore us back to the foot of the cross, God. Let us be able to carry our cross and not complain and not have attitudes, God, in the name of Jesus. Because our attitude is what causes, amen, our altitude to be affected. Father, I praise you, Lord God, today, and I bless your holy name. Now I ask you to go before us, Lord God. Psalms 23, Psalms 18, Lord God, Psalms 1 upon us, God, Psalms 91, Psalms 27. Let it be, amen, a part of our lives, amen, praise God. Ephesians 6, let us sit on the whole armor today. Let us cast down imaginations today and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, the knowledge, amen, of Jesus Christ and bring it into a subjection to Christ, amen. For we know and we understand the first beginning of the scripture, amen, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Pull down those strongholds in the mind today. Let the enemy know that he's defeated and we will have a blessed day. I speak blessings upon us. I speak prosperity upon us. I speak wholeness upon us. For those that are sick with flu, lung disease, all kind of diabetes 1 and diabetes 2. Now, God, I speak total healing and deliverance. I speak healing and deliverance that we don't have to have kidney transplants. Amen. Amen. Will we have kidney failure? Amen. That we would go on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And our lungs and our liver and bladder. Amen. Our intestines be unified. Amen. In your total healing, in Jesus' name. We know that God, amen, every good thing and every perfect thing come from the Father, amen, above, the Father that has light in him. We ask you to send the light today. Manifest yourself. You be glorified, amen, in the name of Jesus. And watch, amen, over us to perform your word. Father, strengthen us. Father God, we know that, Lord God, we need strength in these last and evil days. Lord God, that's why we call forth prayer. Amen. Everywhere I look, amen, praise God, and listen, some people are having a week of prayer. Amen, praise God, and some people have gone on 21 days, and some have gone on even more. Amen, praise God. But I know, Father, in your word, if we just reach out to you, amen, prayer will change that thing. Lord God, amen, praise God. We got a wicked and boshana and a moko bosh bigana and a shana. Nana karatara bokotara bokotara motriya sata da karakara boshana. Galala sangara kara boshire and a la machete and a makondara sa. Mandara la bokondara boshana and a machigira bakara. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, I praise. I told you I should back you. I give you praise this morning. I bless and ask you to go, amen, praise God, before your people this morning, whether they're traveling up and down the dangerous highways, meet their needs, God. Lord God, whether they need financial blessings, meet their needs, whether they need, amen, to pay bills or have a court case, amen, praise God, or amen, going to prison, Lord God, whatever the need is, God, watch over your children, even those that are in prison, those that are incarcerated. My God, you can do everything but fail. Lord God, that mother that's grieving today, God, heal her, God, and let her know that, God, you're going to work this thing out for her if she only believes. Lord God, let us have that, amen, belief and that faith that surpasses all understanding. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Now, I give you praise, God. I thank you, Lord God, in advance. I ask the Holy Spirit to move upon these things. Amen, because he's the worker. Amen, praise God. And this is his dispensation to work. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, like you had your time, Jesus, you sent the Holy Spirit. Now, I ask you, Lord God, to touch. Amen. In Jesus' name. Restore back what the canker worm and the plumber worm have eaten up. And, Lord God, amen, you be a blessing upon us. Father God, don't let us look to the left and to any other direction, but look at you, for we must keep our focus on Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise today, all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Watch over your word to perform it. For God, you are Lord. Just the mention of your name. Amen. Praise God. We thank you. We praise you. We tota you. We barak you. We praise you. We give you. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. I know you already got it worked out for your people today. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and it's going to be a wonderful day, a blessed day for us in Jesus' name. I declare it and I decree it. Amen.